This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies with you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com, and you can join their team today. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, March 3rd, 2025. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle.
Morning.
Morning, Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody.
And Jason Bishop.
Yes, sir. What's up?
That is the foursome. We're going to be talking a lot of Deebo Samuel on the show today as Adam Peters and the Commanders take a big swing. Sam Fortier from the Post will join us at 8 to give us his perspective on what this means for the Washington Commanders. We'll also talk some college hoops. Randolph Childress, analyst for the ACC Network, is going to join us at 9 o'clock. Speaking of hoops, today you're going to want to stay tuned because we are starting a Buckets and Bets promo. We're going to give away one keyword per day, three times during our show, and you're going to have a chance to win just a fantastic prize. You're going to be with a friend, fly away to Florida to Buckets and Bets, March 20th to the 23rd at Seminole Hard Rock and Casino Hotel. So it's a good prize. Stay tuned. We're going to give away one keyword per day. We'll do it three times on the show. So stay tuned for that. I kind of have a bone to pick with Cakes to start off the show. And I know we're going to talk about it later.
Huh, okay.
I saw you hated Anora. I actually went and saw it on Saturday night with my wife.
Yeah.
Now I'll say this. This is how many people were in the entire theater. We went to the theater. It was kind of a late night decision. Whenever we go out with a babysitter, our daughter gets upset. She gets jealous that she's not going.
Got it.
So we just strategized, well, let's just wait till she falls asleep. Dylan's here. Dylan's watching UFC. We'll just take off.
What time did the movie start?
9. And she fell asleep like right at 8:40.
It is a long movie.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's 2+ hours.
I know. I watched it Sunday morning.
And I mean, I wish I had those 2+ hours back.
See, I'm just stunned. What didn't you like about the movie?
I basically didn't like anything about the movie.
You didn't think it was funny?
Didn't think it was. It was billed as a comedy, and I felt like Jason sitting in this show, not laughing. I might have snickered twice during the whole movie.
It was supposed to be a comedy?
That's how it was billed when I rented it, and it said the first thing it's descriptor.
Oh, both comedy. You guys watched it at home too. That's nubs.
Doesn't matter. I could have watched that in the director's house.
You still like it or not.
I could have watched it at home.
It's considered a romantic comedy.
Okay. It's not a traditional rom-com at all, but it's funny. Like, I thought I don't know how you describe the guy. The big guy looks Persian, I guess Armenian.
Yeah.
That ends up getting a black eye. Like, to me, he was funny throughout.
I did. for whatever reason, it couldn't have landed flatter with both my wife and I.
Did you look at your phone during the movie?
No, I was.
See, when you're at home, you can get distracted.
I was completely engaged in the movie, waiting for it to get good, and waiting for all of this Best Picture hype.
And it won.
It's won Best Picture. Had a great night. Like the lead actress won.
Director.
Everybody won except for Demi Moore. It sounds like right.
Demi Moore's not in the movie.
She wasn't in that.
I thought she was.
No, she's in the substance.
Way different movie. Which, by the way, I'm sure The Substance is way better than Anora.
Oh, you know what's funny about that is...
Oh, Mikey Madison. That's right.
My wife and I went on Saturday night to see it. And then she wanted to see The Substance. And I was like, I don't think it's what you expect.
Probably not.
It's a gory movie.
The only redeeming quality of Anora to me was the gratuitous nudity.
All the cheeks.
The gratuitous nudity.
I mean, there's so much pounding in the movie.
that's the only redeeming quality. And
I couldn't disagree more. Now,
that's not what I'm seeking that movie out for.
I didn't think it was a 5 out of 5.
So many F words.
I thought it was pretty good.
But I thought it
was a fun movie.
The fact that it won Best Picture is, to me, frankly, it's embarrassing.
Well, it's I think because there's the Oscars.
It's embarrassing.
But I think it's because it's like a societal statement about the difference in the classes, like the 99% gap in you've got this Russian oligarch and these people that can do whatever they want.
I understand the concept.
And then you have bottom of the rung.
It just was not, to me, it was not an entertaining movie.
I'm just surprised you didn't find it funny.
It certainly wasn't Best Picture worthy.
Now, Valdez, you watched it Sunday morning?
That's an odd choice. Sunday morning. Woke up and I go,
he must have been bored.
I go, Oscars are tonight.
It was playing.
Yeah. Kevin hyped it up and I did my homework and watched it because he told me to. And I put it on. I thought it was a good movie, but when I was watching it, I was like, there's no way this wins Best Picture.
That's what I was thinking. I was like half
the cakes
through,
didn't like it. See, at least you thought it was good.
I was entertained.
My wife and I walked out and I said,
so you thought it was good. You thought it was a decent
movie. I thought it was good. I actually like the substance better. I like the substance better.
Right.
Okay. I actually told my wife when we walked out, I was like, that was pretty good. I was like, good, not great. Okay. I like a 4 out of 5.
I gave it a three. I gave it a 3.5.
And he gave it a one.
I gave it 2 cake batters.
Two?
Well,
that's better
only because of the nudity.
It was butt long. It was butt long, and then
it was 2 hours and 20 minutes. That could have been a 90-minute movie.
And the scene when they're looking for somebody went on. It was interminable.
Right.
I mean, it was so long, that scene.
The ending sucked too. I'm sorry, the ending was bad.
See, I had a feeling that you wouldn't like it because it's an ambiguous ending. And the guy actually said it last night. Is his name Chris Baker? The director,
Sean Baker.
I think it's Sean.
Yeah.
Okay, Sean Baker. He said that he intentionally ended it that way, so it's subject to interpretation.
He can end it however he wants, but I'm just telling you that picture, not for cakes.
I liked it. I thought it was fun. There's a lot of sex. I thought it was pretty funny.
Did your wife like it?
Yeah.
I mean, do you understand? Anora won the same award that The Departed one, that Parasite, which blows that movie out of the water. Silence of the Lambs won the same award as Anora. Are you freaking kidding me? Schindler's List, Titanic. Those movies are in a different stratosphere than what I watched over the weekend.
Okay, but maybe there weren't any good movies this year. What did you want to win?
That could be the case.
What did you want to win?
I mean,
he hadn't seen any other ones.
The only other movie I saw on the list is Wicked. Yeah. And now, after watching that, Anora makes me not want to watch Conclave or The Brutalist. It makes me think all those movies are going to stink too.
Well, they're just going to be different.
Sure.
This was a different type
movie.
I think EB would like it because of all the cheeks.
Maybe.
A lot of cheeks.
What's the setting? Is it current?
New York. Yeah.
Contemporary New York.
Contemporary New York. Yeah. Okay.
Sex worker gets together with a Russian oligarch's kid and they kind of fall in love, get married. Russian oligarch's family gets bitter and
tries to get it annulled
because he got married to a stripper.
Right, and he's young.
And it shames the family.
Right. I got you.
I'm begging you to watch it. I need your feedback on
no
it.
No chance.
I mean, know you're going to hate it.
Everything you said about it.
I know you're going to hate it. And the fact that Kevin,
because you and I like similar movies.
This is now two real big strikes on Kevin, and we've known him forever. WALL-E. And
WALL-E.
Two big ones.
It's in the WALL-E class?
maybe not that bad, but the fact that it won Best Picture really
it was shocking.
Sets me off.
The entire movie, I'm waiting for like a hammer to drop or something that's going to blow me away.
I was just waiting for anything to happen. I was just sitting around just waiting for something to happen.
And nothing happened.
Certainly nothing Best Picture worthy. Again, it's more proof that I need to book a spaceship with Jason, and we just need to blast off. This planet is not for us.
I liked it. Sounds like Valdez liked it. You hated it.
Yeah, it was not.
I didn't
hate it, but I was expecting much.
I thought the ending.
Best Picture hype.
I thought the ending was genius.
Mm-hmm. I liked it. I thought that guy. He was nominated for Best Supporting Actor.
Man, that was a bad movie.
I don't know how to describe him. The Russian thug that was in the final scene.
The Russian heavy that had a heart.
Is that Igor?
Igor. Yes. Yeah. Igor, yeah.
You're a Borisov.
He didn't say many words in the movie.
Yeah.
Like, he's nominated for Best Supporting Actor. Do you give him 100 words in the movie? I don't think so.
No chance.
You know what reminded me of is like this last half of the movie reminded me of Uncut Gems, where it's all chaotic and I can see that. Displaced, and it's kind of making you feel frantic and making you feel anxious.
Didn't the guy who did Uncut Gems, didn't he do the movie with Robert Pattinson? Was it called Good Time? I think that's the name of it. Kind of in a similar vein. Kevin loved it. I hated it.
Oh, okay.
So, maybe Kevin and I we're divergent when it comes to movies at this point.
But you watched it at home, correct?
Watched it at home, yeah.
Did you ever think about just
I want that $6 back.
Did you ever just think about turning it off?
No, it's worth sticking through to the end, but it's certainly not Best Picture worthy.
Gotcha.
Like that's a huge accomplishment. That's a huge award.
There was a point in the movie where I'm saying to myself, when am I going to see the parents? When is this going to end? But it was still good. But
I mean, if you're saying that to yourself, I don't see how you can call it that good. But
yeah,
you gave
kinda...
three crab claws. That's not very good. That's pretty
mediocre. Gave it three and a half.
No, bumping it down to three. Revising it.
That's Cakes my guy. I'm swaying
I liked
you.
It. I thought it was good. It won. Mm. We'll get into the Academy Awards a bit later. Hosted by Conan O'Brien. Like I said, we got Sam Fortier from the Washington Post. We'll get into the Debo Samuel stuff. Randolph Childress, analyst for the ACC Network. You want to chime in throughout the show, you can always hit us up on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067. Same number for the Sports Junkies text line. That's presented by Lido Pizza, a local favorite since 1955, serving pizza, subs, jumbo wings, and salads. Lido Pizza Square, because Lido Pizza never cuts corners. For locations or to place your order, go to LidoPizza.com. Text 1-800-636-1067. Standard message and data charges may apply. Coming up next, Adam Peters and the Commanders take a big swing. Do you like it? The trade for Debo Samuels. We'll tackle that next here on The Junkies.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed.
Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Trade for Deebo Samuel over the weekend for a 5th-round pick. Wow. Deebo Samuel, 29 years old, in the final year of a big contract that's going to cost about $17.5 million in cap space for the Commanders. He's 29. He was an all-pro a few seasons ago. His production has come down. It was, you know, there was some talk about his dad bod a few weeks ago when he showed up on Radio Row for the Super Bowl. But, I mean, it almost cost them nothing.
Yeah, it's so cheap.
And I mean, according to Bickle, it's basically a 6th-rounder.
Oh, because it's a late 5th.
It's, yeah.
It's the 100. Well, if it's the 2025 pick, it's the 148th pick that was acquired from New Orleans. In a previous deal, in the John Ridgeway deal, I believe.
I think your boy did predict that they were going to make a big splash for a big name.
Oh, I think they're going to make a few. This might be the first of a few.
It could be. You're right.
I mean, I don't know how you don't like the move. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. He's a physical, bruising receiver who can go across the middle.
Right.
You can also use him out of the backfield, run him some.
He's going to have, if he's healthy, he's going to have 35 or 40 carries, maybe more in the Kingsbury offense. And it's also a clear indicator that Peters, Quinn, and the brass know they need wide receiver help. As Jason's mentioned a few times, they only have 2 wideouts under contract at this point. Now, when the Deebo deal goes through officially on March 12th. 10th or 12th.
I think it's the 12th.
That'll be 3.
Yeah.
Like, they needed bodies. And look, they know that they can't keep relying on Noah Brown and Zacchaeus. They needed a talent upgrade. Now they have a clear number 2 behind Terry McLaurin.
And Peters knows this guy from his days in San Francisco.
Right.
I know a lot of people are worried about his production, but again, a 5th-round pick. Look, they traded Jahan Dotson.
Mm-hmm. Got a 3rd-rounder.
Got a 3rd-round pick. And get Deebo Samuel for a 5th-rounder?
And again, look.
Think about that.
It's basically a 1-year rental. This is a fancier version of bringing Zach Ertz in on a 1-year deal because he's got 1 year left on his contract. He's making $17 million. This is also Adam Peters saying, I don't really want to pay T. Higgins $30-plus million, top of the wide receiver market. I don't want to trade for Tyreek Hill and pay that guy $30-plus million. Here you get cost control, $17 million.
Yeah.
And a guy who should be motivated to have a huge year because he's in a contract year.
Correct.
And he'll be in the last, like, bite at the apple phase of his career, his last real chance to make big money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, to part with a fifth-round pick for a guy with this sort of upside, I think it's hard to argue with it.
And people will look at the production from last year, but if you paid attention to the team mm-hmm. and him in particular,
right.
He battled injuries the entire year. He was pretty much a question mark. He was listed as questionable, yeah. I would say, about half the games.
He had two huge things that derailed him. He had an oblique injury.
And he had a calf.
Well, and you're not even counting the pneumonia. He went into the
That's
hospital
right.
for
That's
pneumonia,
right.
which right. for a professional athlete, like...
Yeah, he had a bad
year. In the middle
year,
of the season, like, that's pretty tough to recover
from. He had a bad
from.
Health year.
He had a really bad health
year. And it wasn't just him. Look, San Francisco's entire offense was pretty much hurt.
Right.
But he is, when he's healthy, he's a star.
Right.
And he's not old. He's 29.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So he's not over the hill. And he can take it to the house. He's versatile. Like you mentioned, he can carry the ball. He can catch it, take it to the house. He's fast.
Physical. Oh, he's so physical.
And the fact that they got him they stole him for a fifth round pick.
Yeah, and I wouldn't expect him to be 2021 Debo, where he had a ridiculous year. We had 1,400 plus receiving yards. Then he had another 365 rushing yards and scored 14 total touchdowns. Like, I don't see that Debo, but I see a Debo maybe if he's healthy that gives you 1,000 all purpose yards and seven or eight touchdowns. Which
I'd say, yeah.
which would be fantastic.
I would say minimum
as your number two wideout.
Of course,
I didn't realize that he owned the NFL record for most rushing touchdowns by a receiver all time.
Yeah,
he's the first wide receiver to have 20 plus rushing touchdowns and 20 plus receiving touchdowns mm-hmm. in a career. He had the most rushing touchdowns in a single season in 2021, that year you mentioned. But yeah, I mean, I don't know if you're a Skins fan, I don't know how you can't just be thrilled right. to add him to. You know, they have Eckler and him and now Terry. You just have guys that could just take it to the house at any moment. Versatile. Yeah.
And it kind of shows you that.
For nothing.
And it kind of shows you Peters and Quinn, they're all in.
Oh, yeah. They want to make a run.
They're all in.
This upcoming season.
Yeah, I mean, they traded for Lattimore last year.
Yeah.
That kind of showed you they were all in. Mm-hmm. They just needed a shutdown corner. Now they go out and trade for a legit number two receiver. I mean, he was their number one
right.
until, you know, he got injured, but they're all in.
So I think I will say I'm not willing to go there quite yet. I think close. But if they do, like, if they pull off, like, a Myles Garrett trade, like one other yeah. big one, then I know they're all
in. They still have, like, $68 million in cap room after adding Debo to the mix. So they still have a lot of money to play with if they want to.
Well, the reason I say they're all in is because at the very least, they're going to have him for 1 year.
Right.
Okay, maybe if he has a good year, he negotiates an extension,
sure.
2 year extension.
That's
I don't
something
know.
You deal with.
Or maybe
road,
he just
though.
Goes to free agency. But they're all in for next year
right.
because they're going out and getting a 1 year superstar.
And if you look at the wideout room now, Terry's the one, Debo slots in as a two. If you can re-sign De'Ami Brown, he's a perfect number three that's ascending. And then you've got Luke McCaffrey as your four. And then you might
maybe they draft
somebody else, maybe another smaller free agent signing. To mm-hmm. add to the room, and that room all of a sudden starts looking a lot better when Terry and Debo are atop the depth chart.
Yep.
800-636-1067. Your reaction. Here's what Jay Gruden, former Commanders head coach, said about the addition.
What's up, everybody? Jay Gruden here. Commanders, get Debo Samuel. Some people say he's past his prime. He's hurt a lot. He's not worth the money. I disagree. I think Debo Samuel's perfect for Cliff Kingsbury's offense. They need another physical receiver. They need a guy that can go across the middle, snatch it, and run after the catch and play with physical bruising style of ball. This guy can do it all, man. I really believe it. I think he's a perfect fit for the Commanders. For a fifth-round pick, man, you can't beat it. Terry McLaurin, Debo Samuel. Now we add another piece, maybe a big long stride and fast son of a gun to really take the top off. Commanders are onto something here with this receiving core. Nice job.
Another thing, the Commanders through the third most screens in the league in 2024. And that's where Debo lives. That's Debo's neighborhood.
He's perfect for a screen,
yeah. Like
because
that's
he can take a one-yard catch and take it 25, 30,
right.
or to,
take
the
it to the house. He makes them yeah. in on jet sweeps, some gadget plays. And
yeah.
What you see when you watch him and just watch his highlights, he's got great hands, he's physical.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, his after-the-catch stuff is crazy.
Now, his yak went down to the lowest in his career this past season. But again, I think you chalk that up to mostly health issues more than just him like being washed why he or can't, anything like that.
I don't see why he can't play at a very, very high level if he's healthy.
He can.
Yeah.
He can and he will if he's healthy.
Right. But again, what I love about it more than anything is beyond his obvious attributes that he provides in a football team is that it just makes the draft that much easier.
Yeah.
You know, when you can sign these impactful guys like this, acquire them, however, via trade or free agency, it just it clears up the draft a little bit, and now you can hone in on defense or hone in on offensive line, whatever it is.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, let's bring out some of these calls. 800-636-1067. I can't imagine a single Commander / Skins fan who was out there and was boo-hooing about this deal, especially when you saw the compensation. You saw the compensation was a fifth-round pick?
Yeah, so you got to pull the trigger on that.
I wiped my rear end with fifth-round picks. I mean, who cares? Let's go to John Huntytown. John, what's up?
Morning, fellas. You there?
Yep. Yeah, what's up, man?
I got to tell you, the first thing that popped off in my head, and I'm a diehard Skins fan like you guys, well, most of you guys, if we can get the production of like a Pierre Garçon out of him, it's a win. And giving up a fifth, that was shocking. I know John Lynch is pretty squared away GM, but that's what came across. Like, if you think about it, the wide receiver, he's even more versatile when you can put him on the side, bring him across, especially when you're down the red zone, the 5 to 7 yard line. He can do things that Ty Pierre couldn't. But you guys touched on at the beginning with across the middle. That's kind of like the comparison. If we can get that production, it's a win all day. Well, I mean, have a great week, boys.
Thank you. He'd be hard-pressed to match Pierre's production here. I mean, he had ridiculous campaigns here. He had a 113-catch season in 2013, 68, 72, and 79.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know if Debo is going to get up into that territory, especially with Terry being here, Eckler back, if Ertz gets re-signed. I don't think Debo is going to be a guy who catches 70 balls. If he does, then it's a massive steal.
Yeah.
Maybe not in this system, but his best was better than Pierre Garçon's best. He was an all-pro. That's best two receivers in the league
just
a couple seasons ago. It's not 10 seasons ago. I saw all these comparisons, too, about the missed games because people are really worried, like, oh, he's injury-prone, he's banged up. And he's missed a couple games, you know, these last couple of seasons. But it was comparable to guys like A.J. Brown. And nobody's... I mean, we know how good A.J. Brown is.
He plays through injuries. But he's not like he's not Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase. Like he's not Tyreek Hill level good. Like he's never been that guy. But he's a guy who's going to augment what he does in the receiving game.
He looks like he's a guy
with 40 or 50 carries and be just an all-around weapon.
He's a 90-plus touch guy a season. 90-plus touches.
He can be.
That's what he was last year.
Yeah, if he's healthy, he is.
That was last year. And that was the year before that. And the year before that.
Yeah.
He's 90-plus touches
a year. If he's healthy, he's going to be a huge asset.
And in 2021, 100%. He had the friggin' 130.
I mean, if he gets...
He's not going to do that.
If he gets close to 2021 numbers, it's the move of the last decade.
Yeah.
If he gets anywhere close to that.
All right, 800-636.
I don't know if he's going to have 121 targets. I mean, he's got McLaurin on the other side. But if he has 80 or 90 targets, he's going to put up good numbers.
800-636-1067. What do you think? I know I have to say... My eyebrows were raised. I was kind of surprised that they pulled the trigger on it. It makes sense in hindsight, and we talked about why it would make sense with the connection to Peters and everything and the need. But I was kind of surprised that they actually went for it.
It's a one-year gamble with a lot of potential upside.
Very little lose. I can't believe they got him for so cheap. I mean, it's crazy to me.
The Niners.
Well, Niners are in a situation where they've got to sign Brock Purdy.
They're kind of over a barrel. Like, Peters kind of had him in a advantageous spot.
Well, look, I mean, Debo asked for a trade before the extension 2 years ago, and they gave him the extension. But he always has wanted to go play somewhere else. He wasn't happy in San Francisco anymore. Why would you keep him if you know he doesn't want to be here?
All right, let's go to Tobias in D.C., 800-636-1067. Come on. Cakes, you know what? It's worthy of some music.
Sure.
I think it's worthy of music when you add a weapon like that. Tobias. Hey, buddy.
Hey. Good morning, Jux.
Good morning, Tobias.
Hey, lifelong Skins fan. And I tell you what, when the names came up with the wide receivers and T. Higgins and all this, the first name I said was Debo. Mm-hmm. I think he fits the locker room, and I think it was a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful deal.
All right, so he's right. in. He
Thank
loves
you.
He loves Debo.
I think most people are going
to
be in.
Commander.
I can't imagine. Give me a reason why not to be.
I mean, if you threw a second rounder, a third rounder to San Francisco for him, different story. Fifth rounder.
Come on.
It's a steal.
They drafted Diami, what, with the second round?
He was a third round pick.
Third round.
I looked on our Facebook page, and there was about 600 comments on the posts about Debo Samuel. There were some people that just feel like he's washed.
Well, they don't know.
And hard they don't think he adds much.
Hard for me to say at 29 that you're washed.
But I think Cakes brought up Zach Ertz earlier. That was kind of the assumption about Zach Ertz.
If he has
I think you
got to
trust Adam Peters at this point, right?
I trust him.
Like,
sure.
So far, all right, you can question the Marshawn Lattimore deal. Mm-hmm. But so far, pretty much everything he's done here in Washington has worked out. And then it's kind of laughable when you see the comparisons. They traded Jahan Dotson, got a third rounder. Cowboys traded a fourth rounder for Jonathan Mingo. They pick up an all-pro, I know it wasn't last year, for a fifth-round pick, mm-hmm. almost a sixth-round pick. Well, I mean, it's ridiculous.
The other thing is that and Peters knows him. He knows the kind of character he has. Mm-hmm. He knows what he brings to a locker room. And my understanding is Anthony Lynn coached him at some point, too.
Yes.
So
they do know him, 100%.
They know him. They know exactly what they're getting. I guess the only question will be, what's left in the tank?
He's got to stay healthy. Yeah. As long as he's over the pneumonia and that oblique and doesn't have a bunch of nagging injuries to keep him out of games, it's definitely worth the risk.
Did you see Magic Johnson's deep, insightful tweet?
I did not.
What did he say?
He said, it was nice to see my Commanders quarterback, Jaden Daniels, at the USC versus UCLA game. I know he's all smiles after our team acquired Debo Samuel earlier today.
He's right. You know what? When Magic's right, he's right.
I think Jaden had a social media post, too. And it was interesting. He was at a 49ers game, I guess, 2 years ago when he was still in college, standing there with Brandon Ayuk and Samuel.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I'm sure
they know each other.
By the way, on a side note, the Niners want to completely blow up their wideout room because they got rid of Debo, and they're discussing trading Ayuk if they can find any takers.
Well, if they bring Ayuk here, then it's over.
I mean, he's coming off an ACL tear, but I don't know. He's kind of out there.
They could get those guys. Within a year, you're good. Jay, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
What's up, Jay?
What do you think?
I love the trade because I'm looking beyond just what Debo can do for himself. I'm looking at the fact that having Debo out there, that's going to open up a lot of other big plays for Terry. You're not going to be able to just focus on him all game. That's going to open up the run lanes, too. And Jaden's just having a lot more options out there. I just think that's a real big thing. And if Debo can stay healthy, and one thing about this coaching staff, they're not going to put a lot of pressure on him. He's not going to have to carry a lot of weight like he did with San Francisco with us. So I like the trade overall, man. That's a good trade.
Right. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, buddy.
Jaden Daniels hit Instagram with his story. He said, let's work and let's get to it, gang. So he seems fired up. We'll get more into it coming up at 7 o'clock. Ask you to grade the trade, which we did in our poll of the day brought to you by Surfside. We love Surfside iced tea and vodka and Surfside lemonade and vodka. It's the perfect addition to any gathering. Each can only 100 calories with zero carbonation for easy sipping. You can find Surfside at your local bar and in convenient variety 8-packs at your local liquor stores. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. You can vote at Junks Radio. Coming up next, we'll open up the Junkie Sports page, give a little OV update, get into college basketball and more. Keep it here. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we'll get back into the Commanders acquiring Debo Samuel. You can vote on our poll of the day. Give it a grade at Junks Radio. But also want to hear from some people who are negative, because there are some people that don't think it's a home run acquisition. So we'll get into that coming up at 7 o'clock. But a lot went down over the weekend. Let's open up the Junkie Sports page.
We'll start with the Caps. The Caps haven't lost
three in a row.
Slumping.
Haven't lost three in a row all year until the last three games.
Yep.
And they scored a total of 4 goals in those three games. So
it all happened since Jason told Carberry he was the coach of the year.
Maybe. Maybe. I think maybe
they lost one before, right, to be fair.
The night before. Yeah. I think
they lost to Calgary, and then we had him on.
Yeah.
And then I told him he's coach of the year. I still believe he's coach of the year. Mm-hmm. I do. But
I still believe that, too. I mean, they're in a slump, a three-game slump.
They're in a three-game, playing Ottawa tonight. I don't know what Ottawa's record is.
I could tell you they are chasing a wild card. They're two behind the Red Wings for a wild card spot.
Okay, all right. So it means something to them.
64 points.
Playing tonight, puck drops at 6:30. I guess the only bright spot from that third loss against Tampa on Saturday was Ovi scored.
Mm-hmm. He did. It's at 8:44 now.
He's 8:44, 11 shy?
11 shy of breaking 10 it. Shy of tying, 11 shy of breaking the record.
Yeah. So now it's looking like, you know, mid-March maybe. You know, that Detroit game on the 18th, maybe the Philly game on the 20th.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly the Florida game on the 22nd. I don't know if it's going to get all the way down to, you know, the Columbus back-to-back.
May not make it to April.
I don't think Cakes is going to drive to Columbus. He's not going to have to.
I mean, unless Ovi goes on like a cold streak, which, despite the team being on one, he really hasn't hit one goal-scoring-wise.
Yeah. I watched a little bit of this game on Saturday because it was an early game, and they just didn't look into it. I don't know if that makes any sense, but they looked a lot slower than Tampa. The St. Louis game, the game before that, they had Lindgren in there instead of Thompson, and Lindgren wasn't very good. And they lost that game on Thursday 5-2. So hopefully tonight, you know, it was an early game against Tampa. I don't know if that affected anything, but now they get Ottawa tonight at 6:30.
Washington -150 on the puck line tonight.
Right.
So pretty big fave.
Did you watch the game
at home? I did watch about two periods of the last game.
Saturday game. Yeah. So
matinee, the 12:30 puck drop.
Yeah. There's only 22 games left.
Mm-hmm.
Caps have a 10-point lead in the Metro. They've got 84 points. They're still the one seed in the Eastern Conference.
They're going to be the one seed in the East.
Yeah, I would agree. But they did have, you know, it's a little bit of a lull here.
No, you worry about, you know, EB's talked about it. You want your team kind of peaking heading into the playoffs, and you worry about whether they peak too soon. But it's such a long season. You're going to have three-game losing streaks, even if you're one of the best teams in the
league. I remember it was about 6 weeks or so ago, and they had a little seven-game kind of mushy period.
Mm-hmm.
And Carberry came on the show, and he was concerned, and he said, this is kind of, you know, it was like a 10-game stretch. And he goes, you know, a 10 games, that's a big chunk of your season. It kind of determines who you are as a player and who you are as a team. Kind of challenged them. Mm-hmm. They responded. I expect them to challenge them again.
Just sucks that they're kind of squandering their season-long homestand of 5 games. They dropped 3 at home. They've got Ottawa tonight. 6:30 puck drop. Hopefully they can get back 2 points in the win column tonight.
Yeah, so, look, I mean, every team goes through it, and we were kind of spoiled because this team was scoring so many goals, and if they had a little lull, it was a two-game lull, and then they come back and pound another team. Mm-hmm. They came out of the break and scored 15 total goals.
Mm-hmm.
So every team goes through it, but hopefully they bounce back tonight against Ottawa, and Ovi is inching closer to that.
They still have the second-best points, right, to Winnipeg? I believe
correct. Winnipeg.
And they're still second best in goal differential, although they have some other teams right on them.
Yep.
Tampa Bay's got a great goal differential, just a couple behind them. Dallas is just behind them. Of course, Winnipeg, now they're way ahead of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's hope they get back on it tonight. College hoops over the weekend. First of all, conference tournaments have officially started.
It's crazy.
All right, so we are in early March.
So March Madness has begun.
March Madness has begun. The Atlantic Sun Conference started on Sunday with 2 games. They got 4 more games today. A lot of the smaller conferences have already finished their regular season. By the way, props to Dwayne Simpkins at American University, former Terp, good friend of the show, wins the regular season title in the Patriot League, went 13-5 in the regular season in his first year as head coach.
Nice.
So they will be the one seed in the Patriot League conference tournament. What will start later this week. So props to him. The Terps beat Penn State on the road on Saturday. Penn State's,
they hadn't done that in a while.
Penn State's one of those. I've been to a couple games at Penn State. Mm-hmm. There's just, you know, it's a football school. It's not a basketball school.
Arena's dead. They, not a lot of
they kind of just lull you to sleep.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to win there. But and look, Penn State played Maryland tough, and it was a 4-point game. Derek Queen was awesome, 23 and 6. Also had 4 steals.
Glad he had a bounce back because he was kind of mediocre in that Spartans game.
He was really mediocre.
Yeah.
But
they continued their tradition with Penn State, 0 points off the bench.
Yeah, they don't have a bench. And look, I mean, everyone knows it. They're just going to have to get by with their starting 5.
It's the reason they call them the Crab 5, not the Crab 7. Nobody else is really contributing.
But Penn State is 5-14 in the Big Ten, but they'll play you tough at home up there. But Maryland gets the win. So they are 22-7, 12-6 in the Big Ten. Couple more games left in the regular season. But
Michigan on Wednesday night.
Yep. Conference tournament play has started. I can't believe it's already March 3rd. It's going to be 70 degrees on Wednesday.
You're going to do so much betting on college hoops over the next few weeks.
I can't believe what a difference it makes. I was in Orlando, you know, this weekend, just yesterday, you know, less than 18 hours ago, we were poolside. My kids are getting burned by the sun. And then you come here, and it's like, I think yesterday was like 27 degrees. I mean, it was so cold.
It was cold yesterday, yeah.
But it's going to change, but then rain's coming.
Yeah,
so weird.
Wednesday, I think it might
rain. It's called weather, EB.
Yeah, but what are you doing? I blame Jason. You're the weather guy. What are you doing?
It's Jason's fault.
Why are you bringing in the rain?
Sorry, man. You know, sometimes the rain comes with the warm weather.
Yeah, sucks.
But I don't think it's going to be an all-day rain. So you might still be able to get out on the golf course if you don't mind playing through some showers.
But I mean, if it's 70, I guess I don't mind.
I mean, if it's going to be near 70, I think you got to get out there. But we're going through a couple days here. It's going to be in the 40s today, but it'll warm up this week.
Eurythmics said it. Here comes the rain again.
They did. Long time ago.
That's what Annie said. All right, some NFL news here before we get to the top of the hour. You know, we were kind of talking about the Matthew Stafford potential trade rumors all of last week.
Yep. That it seemed weird. Like it was getting close, too.
Well, look, the Rams said, go out and find a deal. Mm-hmm. So go out and find a trade that works for both of us. Which is kind of strange to me because we kind of asked ourselves, what's the backup plan for the Rams?
Yeah.
But that was all a hoax because Stafford is staying in L.A. He
Rams
agreed
are
to.
Banking on him not wanting to go play for broke D teams like the Giants and the Raiders.
Right.
And he used it as leverage to get a raise.
Yeah.
So everybody wins. He gets a bump. The Rams get to keep their quarterback. They're not in quarterback limbo anymore.
Yep. They were able to come to a reworked deal after talking to the Raiders, after talking to the Giants. The Giants now apparently are, I don't know if they've officially talked to Aaron Rodgers, but that was the story that came out over the weekend, that they could be in on Aaron Rodgers on like on a 1-year deal.
Sounds like those talks were heating up at the combine.
And but I also saw that they are thinking about trading up to the number one pick.
I've seen that too. So maybe they really want Cam Ward.
It sounds like Cam Ward has really solidified his stranglehold on being the number one quarterback taken. So maybe the Giants just like, screw it. We don't want to mess around. They're sitting at 6 right now, correct? Or am I off?
Who are we talking about?
The Giants. Are they at 3?
No, the Giants are at 3.
They're at 3. So they just want to go up and get their guy and not mess around anymore.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch some of the highlights of the quarterbacks at the combine?
Yes.
Everybody was goofing on Will Howard because he was missing receivers.
I saw the Jackson dart, the missiles he was throwing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Shador Sanders, though, backed Will Howard. He's like, dude, the guy's got a national championship and he's throwing to receivers he doesn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Which might be why some of these guys don't like throwing at the combine. Well, they want to throw to their guys.
Definitely
he doesn't have the luxury of not throwing at them. Yeah. He has to throw at the combine.
And then I saw some clips of yours. He didn't look that good either. It was like wide right,
but then
on
he got
out patterns.
And then he got a great grade. I watched the same highlights when he was missing guys, but he got a great grade. I think he got a B-plus grade.
Hmm. You know who had a bomb combine? I mean, a lot of guys did. Ty Felton from Maryland.
I know. I like him a lot.
He put up like eye-popping numbers.
Maryland always has guys that kill the combine.
I wish Trav was here. He's home sick. His daughters are sick. I saw Scataboo had a vertical of 39.5, which he's a big, stocky guy. Like, that's impressive. He didn't run.
He got up there. He looked like a young EB.
He didn't run because his he hurt his, I think he's got a hamstring issue.
Felton's numbers, he ran a 4.38 40.
Mm-hmm.
His vertical was 39.5, and he broad jumped 10 feet 10 inches. Those are all like top 3 or 4 in all
of
those categories.
He just looks like a freaking athlete.
I mean, he made himself a bunch of money, as did your guy Tootin.
By Tootin, yep.
He had a monster combine, too.
Yep.
He made himself a lot of money.
The running backs that are kind of physical, they also have some speed, they're going to get drafted pretty high.
Yep.
And Tootin will be one of them.
I didn't realize he put up such big numbers this year, Ty Felton.
Oh, whoa. He had monster numbers.
He was really good.
What a career he had.
And he's from the burn, Jason.
Yeah, he is.
Stonebridge. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He is. Stonebridge.
One of your guys.
But anyway, so the I believe teams can actually officially start talking to free agents on March 10th. I think free agency actually starts March 14th, but you'll hear all these stories about free agents, you know, 3 or 4 days before that. And then, obviously, the draft is April 24 in Green Bay.
All right, coming up next, we're going to get back into the Debo Samuel deal. The Commanders make a huge deal for Debo. Trade away just a fifth-round pick for Samuel. Grade it. But I also want to hear from some people who are down on it, because I know on social media there are some people who are questioning the move. Maybe would have liked them to spend their money elsewhere on somebody like T. Higgins versus somebody like Debo Samuel. 800-636-1067. We'll tackle that next here on the Junkies.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.